right? We got a lot of different things coming at you today, okay? And I'm just sensing a little bit of a lull right now. We don't got time to say, all right? Let's go. Crank it. Let it cross. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You're listening to Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
What's happening? Welcome in. Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert. Happy to have you with us on a lovely Tuesday afternoon. Derek Johnson in studio with me as well. The brand gets stronger today. That is, if the brand of Kansas basketball is being a safe haven for transfers from all around the country as they land another commitment from another transfer. Jack Whitman, formerly of William and Mary, 6'9", 235-pound, is a graduate transfer, which makes him immediately eligible to play next season. He's a forward. He's never attempted a three in his entire career at William & Mary, which spanned three seasons, averaged 10 points and 5 boards per game this past season as a junior, while shooting 66% from the field, which is going to put him in the top 30 in the country in field goal percentage.
How much William & Mary basketball have you watched over your last, lifetime?
I would imagine that I've caught a few possessions of a William & Mary game. Have they made it to the NCAA tournament any time in my lifetime?
Maybe. I mean, they were fourth in the conference this year. I wouldn't imagine.
Well, I know they weren't a conference team this past season, or they weren't an NCAA tournament team this past year. Let me look and see. They've only been conference regular season champs three times. No, they are one of... William & Mary is one of four original Division I teams in history to have never participated in the NCAA tournament. So only William & Mary, the Citadel, St. Francis Brooklyn, and Army have never reached the NCAA men's basketball tournament. They have made it to the NIT three times, as recently as 2015, but they are 0-3. In those 3 years. So they haven't really been on my radar. They haven't really been on the national radar. But now Jack Whitman's on your radar because he's coming to Kansas. He had visits set up to North Carolina and Clemson, but said the visits got canceled for various reasons. That according to Gary Bedore, of the Kansas City Star. And Whitman also told Bedore that he didn't need to visit Kansas because he knew it was the right fit. I'll say this. If you're a 6'9 white kid from the Colonial Athletic Association, it might be in your best interest to visit campus for just, you know, a couple hours, an afternoon, just so you get a feel of what you're getting into. Like, just ask Evan Maxwell, right, who transferred from the Big
Evansville?
South Conference. Yeah. No, it was Liberty or Turner Gilzap. And 3 months later, Maxwell was like, you know what? Never mind. I don't think this is going to work here. Because, like Maxwell, you're going to show up and say, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to make an impact at KU, and I'm going to show everyone what I'm really made of. And 3 months later, you're like, you know what? I'm not cut out for this. Everybody thinks they've got what it takes to make it at Kansas until they experience their first Bill Self practice, which I'm assuming it includes a lot of soft references and this and that. So, you know, I'm not saying this as an indictment to Whitman. I'm just saying, maybe visit campus. Maybe just make sure that you're built for this. So perhaps the biggest takeaway from all this is that it all but solidifies the fact that Svi won't be returning next year. Now, there are varying schools of thought. We're going to talk to Matt Tate about this coming up at 4:30, but it does seem like it'd be pretty tricky to find a way for both Whitman and Svi next year. I'm Nick Schwert. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 at 1320 KLWN. We're going to talk to Kian Fahey of Pre-Snap Reads. We're going to talk Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs quarterback situation with him coming up in 20 minutes. But back to Whitman, I mean, if you're operating under the assumption that Svi was going to return, that meant that KU had all 13 scholarships filled for next season. Well, if KU is going to give a scholarship to Whitman, you know, basic math would tell you that that means there's not one left over for Svi, meaning that self-offered this guy a scholarship, you'd think, knowing that Svi was planning on keeping his name in the draft. Because if Self thought there was a chance that Svi's coming back, I don't think he's giving a scholarship to some white guy from William & Mary.
I don't think it's coincidence that this comes out, too, after Svi gets an invite to the Combine.
3 days after he gets an invite to the Combine. Now, with that being said, if some set of circumstances led Svi wanting to come back for his senior season, I've got to think that Self would find a way to make it happen. But he'd have to get pretty creative to find room. Like, if he wanted to come back, do you think, and this is not a rhetorical question, do you think Self would take a scholarship away from someone else? Because I think that'd be pretty bad for business when it comes to recruiting.
Yeah, it would. But, I mean, first of all, KU Athletics hasn't released the official, hey, we got this guy as a transfer, meaning the paperwork hasn't gone through and X's and O's, T's haven't been crossed, etc. But that could mean something as simple as, and I doubt this would happen, they could have said, hey, listen, we'd like to offer you a scholarship, but it's contingent on this, mm-hmm. and the kid may have leaked it out a bit too early, saying he was going to commit. That would be the only way that I would think you could rescind a scholarship, because maybe at that point Self wasn't saying, listen, we're not giving this out fully yet, but I don't think they would do that, so no. I think the only way that would happen, somebody would have to get like kicked off the team who Self wasn't really happy with. I don't think he would rescind like a new player's scholarship.
I don't either. And, you know, there's a, I guess you could float out the theory that Whitman's coming to Kansas as a walk-on. But if you've got offers or you have visits scheduled with North Carolina and Clemson, I'd like to think that one of those two programs is going to offer you a scholarship. He wouldn't really walk on at KU over getting a scholarship from North Carolina, would he?
No.
Nobody would do that. I'm guessing that Svi informed Self of his decision. And I have to imagine Self replied by telling him, okay, but if you commit to staying in the draft, I'm not going to be able to guarantee you a spot if you end up changing your mind. I'm guessing that's what happened here. I don't know that, but it, to me, it's the one scenario that makes the most sense. I could envision a scenario in which Self tells this kid, hey, we'd love to have you, but we're still waiting on a decision from one of our guys, and if he stays in the draft, then you get a scholarship. If he doesn't, then if you want to come play for us, you'd have to come and walk on. But again, that wouldn't make any sense for this kid unless he really, really just wanted to go to Kansas. Like, I just don't think the timing of this makes any sense unless the only way the timing of this makes sense is if Svi is absolutely staying in. But even if then, it still doesn't make sense from Svi's vantage point. Because the Combine hasn't even started yet. Like, that's kind of the point of testing the waters without hiring an agent. It's that you can go and get feedback before your decision is finalized. So, yeah, this could make sense if Svi's already made his decision. But even in that case, it doesn't make sense that Svi would make his decision simply after being invited to the Combine. So maybe it was a situation where all that Svi needed to convince himself of was that he's going to stay in the draft is getting invited to the Combine. Maybe that's all he needed. Maybe he was kind of thinking to himself, if I get the invite, I'm going.
Well, it makes sense, right? Because they invite 60 guys. So, I mean, just hypothetically, if you're one of the 60 invited, you should be one of the 60 drafted.
But there's also going to be some international players who aren't at the Combine who are going to end up getting drafted and getting drafted early.
But, he's international technically. So.
Right, but he's a collegiate player. I don't think that matters when it comes to the in terms of the Combine and being invited to the Combine. I mean, maybe Svi told Self, you know what, I really need to get to the league, so I'm going to take a leap of faith and bet on myself now. And if that's the case, then best of luck to Svi. But it doesn't change the fact that that is a very, very risky game plan. To think that if I get invited, I'm going. Okay. What if you go to the Combine and those guys tell you, man, you're not what we thought you were. Like, we were expecting a lot more from you, and you're not ready, and to be honest, we're not going to spend a draft pick on you.
I think beyond Svi, though, it's also that scholarship to a guy that a lot of people would consider a pipe dream anyway, but Trayvon Duvall. Because obviously
Trayvon Duvall's out. Like that's one thing that I'm most certain.
Absolutely.
Of, Trayvon Duvall is not coming to Kansas.
So that either means that Self talked with him and there's clear indication he wasn't coming to Kansas. But if that talk wasn't had, that would be pretty interesting.
None of the scenarios really make sense, but the one where Svi decides that getting invited to the combine is all he needed to make his decision, that doesn't even really make that much sense, but it's the only thing I can think of that would lead to this kid, Jack Whitman of William & Mary, committing right now. I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. So he's immediately eligible. He'll be able to play right away. 6'9", 235 pounds. So it's pretty average size.
I just see it being like a Hunter Mickelson, right? Where he's like the fifth big guy. You only use him emergency situations if a bunch of guys are in foul trouble or injury. It's just nice to kind of have that insurance.
You'd think that, but then again, if you're a grad transfer, you're not going to transfer somewhere where you're not going to play at all. Like, I imagine he's going to compete for legitimate minutes with guys like Mitch Lightfoot and perhaps even Dwight Colby.
I think that's what they sold him on.
Probably.
But I think ideally.
Yeah, because from a Kansas fan's point of view, you'd rather those minutes be going to Mitch Lightfoot, who's going to be around for 3 more years, than a grad transfer. But I think we would all agree you want to put the best team on the floor as you possibly can, and this just gives you more depth. Like we talked last week about how using 3 scholarships on transfers for guys who can't play for you next season, that does put you at a little bit of a disadvantage when it comes to depth for this next year. But, I mean, this just adds to front court depth. It doesn't necessarily make your ceiling any higher, but it gives you at least a little bit of comfort when it comes to knowing that, hey, if one of your big guys goes down, you've still kind of got a little bit of a chance to ride the ship, so to speak.
And I think when we were talking about what would they use that last scholarship on, there were really 3 things. Because even though you had Charlie Moore, there was maybe we should still bring in a backup point guard just in case. Obviously, you had the situation you could bring in a wing to kind of replace Svi, or it was, are you okay having only 4 bigs again? And I think maybe part of the answer to why they used that last one on a big was because 2 of your 4 bigs, and 4 isn't that big of a number to have in terms of depth to begin with, 2 of 4 of them have had seasons where they had season-ending injuries. Now, Dwight Colby's, he was redshirting anyway, but still, it would have been. You've had season-long injuries, and do you really want to have that big of a risk on 2 players who have shown the ability to get big-time injuries before? No, you want to go out and get another guy for insurance, and that's what they did.
He's Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. At 3:30, we're going to talk to Kian Fahey. He is the author of Pre-Snap Reads, an awesome publication. You can go to presnapreads.com and check out all of his work. We're going to talk to him about the Patrick Mahomes pick. And Alex Smith, voted by his peers as one of the top 100 players in the NFL. Does that give you a little bit of comfort heading into next
season? Contract extension.
We'll talk about it next.